Good morning. Thanks so much for being
here.
Good
morning, Chris. Thank you for having me. And I'll tell you, Garner Chamber of Commerce ought to have you on their payroll as much as you promote Garner.
I appreciate you saying that. We should work on that.
Let's do it.
By the way, we were talking earlier about black eyed peas and collard greens with Harrison. He didn't know what they were.
I can't believe that. I mean, it's just how many years has he been in North Carolina?
I reckon his whole life.
And he's lived in a bubble, I guess.
I guess they don't eat black eyes.
I mean, it wouldn't be New Year's without collard greens and cornbread and black-eyed peas, hog jowls.
A little side meat, too.
Side meat. Oh, yeah. Like you said, streak of lean. People don't know what that is.
They don't. Only us, you know.
Right.
Let's go back and talk about this year that was from an insurance standpoint. Commissioner, what were the biggest things that you're most proud of that you and your office were able to accomplish?
Well, we pushed back on the most massive homeowners rate increase request we've ever seen. When 2024 started, we got this huge rate hike request from the North Carolina Rate Bureau, which is a board that represents the insurance companies that write the business. And it was the biggest one I've ever seen. It averaged 42.2% statewide, but some of the counties, like the coastal counties from Carteret down to Brunswick, was right at 100%, 99.4%. And you had a wide range. You had some of the counties here in the Piedmont that went from 25 to 38 or 40. You had some of the mountain counties that were low in the 6 to 8% range. And when it hit the papers, that average 42%, that stuck in everybody's mind. And I started hearing from the public, please don't let them raise our homeowners rates. And I have to follow the state law, which is a process put into place by the legislature. And I said no. And I've always said no to the initial rate hike requests that's come back. Now, I got some criticism from my opponent and other folks that said, well, you're not having public hearings. We always have public hearings. As soon as these rate hike requests come in, we put out a press release. We notify all the news media, this is what we've received. And the Department of Insurance and the commissioner has to follow state law, and that is to set up a public comment hearing. And we did that on January 22nd in Raleigh in the Jim Long hearing room of the Albemarle building. And we kept that comment period open for 2 weeks. And I received over 25,000 comments from all over, especially coastal North Carolina, and heard from county commissioners, city council members, mayors, real estate agents, homeowners, everybody, even the congressional delegation weighed in. So when the time came after allowing all that to take shape, the commissioner has a choice of saying one or two words, yes or no. I said no. And when you say no, you have to set up a court date. And that was set up for October 7th. Legislature and the state law allows the commissioner to negotiate a settlement. We weren't able to. We have in the past successfully negotiated settlements, but this time it didn't work, and we went to court, and we're still there. We've been in court since October 7th. I think we're about to see some resolution to that, and I'm hoping by next week I'll have an announcement. So I'm proud that I've pushed that back for 2024 and help the people of North Carolina.
When you have an announcement, come back on and talk to us.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
As you look ahead to 2025, outside of this rate hike announcement that you're hopefully to have next week, what else are on your agenda items that you want to accomplish next year?
Well, the biggest thing is the devastation in Western North Carolina. We have never had an impact to this state like Hurricane Helene. We have 25 counties that had some parts of those counties that were truly devastated, and other counties like Buncombe that was hard hit, Mitchell, Yancey, Rutherford, you can name all of them. And I was on the phone this morning with a sheriff in Western North Carolina, and he was talking about, we still have homeowners up there that have private roads and private bridges that were washed away. They've received no help, and they're literally they have to hike into their own house. They don't have any way to get to it. We've had a great outpouring of volunteers. I've never seen the amount of volunteers that we've had on the ground. Samaritan's Purse, Baptist on Mission, are doing a tremendous job. And people have the clothing items, food and water. They have all that. I think what's most needed is some cash, mm-hmm. because the homes that were lost, many were just swept away. And in some cases, the land was washed away. And they had no insurance because homeowners insurance does not cover flood insurance, and most of the damage was flood loss.
Visiting with North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey, you mentioned talking to the local sheriff today, talking about these maybe cases of price gouging. We don't know for sure. Folks have to report that to your office and if they suspect they're being price gouged.
And also to the attorney general.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, the attorney general has done a good job of going after it. Price gouging is hard to prove. But we see a tremendous amount of fraud every time we have a hurricane or a storm, because what I call the door knockers or storm chasers, they follow these storms and they go door to door, and they may seem like your friend when they come up and you need help, but they're looking to steal your money. And I've already heard many reports of contractors giving highball estimates where they're giving estimates way higher than they should be, and then they get into the jobs, and they go back to the homeowner and say, whoops, we didn't see this. You're going to have to cough up some more money to pay for this. So we ask people to report that to the Department of Insurance. We have criminal investigators that are out there every day. They're out here to protect the people, and we will go after those folks and make the arrest, but you have to report it and let us know.
Are there anything that you'd like to see the General Assembly do as it relates to insurance this coming year?
I certainly would. I'd like to see the General Assembly get motivated to pass to strengthen the legislation on these roofing contractors, to make it easier to prosecute and make that a felony if they're trying to take advantage mm-hmm. of a homeowner, and strengthen some of these other laws that we have to operate under Chapter 58 to get a little more teeth into those statutes so that the criminal investigators and the prosecutors can take the action they need to take.
As I let you go, you're going to have several new friends joining you on the Council of State in the next couple of weeks. What's your advice to those new members of the Council of State?
Well, it'll be a learning curve.
Sure.
And I'm still learning, you know, after 8 years, and I'm just glad to have Secretary Marshall and Commissioner Troxler, who's longtime members of the Council of State, and the Governor-elect Stein's mm-hmm. been on there quite a while, so we'll have some experience on the Council of State, but the majority, it seems like, are new members. So the Council of State is really it's not like the legislature. We don't do a lot of infighting. It's pretty much a cordial monthly meeting where we conduct state business on property transfers and so forth. But I look forward to working with all of them.
I was going to mention that because it seems like watching these Council of State meetings, it's pretty collegial, but the relationship that you guys have.
It is. We get along very well for the most part.
North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey. Enjoy some black eyed peas and some collard greens on New Year's.
Thank you, Chris. Happy New Year.
You too.
And if we can help anybody, give us a call at the Department of Insurance or go to our website, ncdoi.gov.